The Holy Gospel according to John, the 11th chapter, beginning with the 32nd verse. Glory to you, O Lord. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. And when Jesus saw her weeping, the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and the stone was laying against it. And Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there's a stench because he's been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me. And I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you've sent me. When he said this, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said, Unbind him and let him go. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Good morning. Good morning. We got energy today to burn. Let's use it. So do you know what today is? Today is All Saints Day. And that's a special day in the church year. It's one of the days we get to light these candles. And you know why we light the candles? No? It's one way that we can remember those that have gone before us, those that have died, those that are still with us, that have been really important, especially in our faith life, and those that we're trusting to God. But do you know there's another thing that we can remember today? Do you know what that could be? Besides death and resurrection? He's giving you a good hint. I'd listen. How about you? Do you know what other thing we can remember today besides death and resurrection? I heard like three different things. I'm going with the baptism day one. Baptism is 1 week today. And we remember that with this candle. So that's another thing we can do with the candle, is remember your baptism. See all those lights? They've been baptized. We don't know who they're thinking of, but we could be thinking of anybody. This too can remind you of your baptism and can remind you that you've been saved and that death isn't the end. So that's something we can also remember, everything has become made new. Behold, I make all things new, as we heard in Revelation today. So do you know what I need your help with? We're thinking about death a little too much today. I need you guys to help me remind them about life. So I brought some cups. Yeah, waving works. I brought some cups. What we're going to do is we're going to put a little baptism water in there, and I want you to go, and moms and dads can help here too. So let's go fill these up in the baptismal font, and I want you to go sprinkle people with water and remember life, remember baptism, remember their promise. We're probably thinking of death in these candles and resurrection. Let's remind them of new life and baptism. So you can hand me this cup. I'll put a little bit in here. Now go sprinkle some people and ask for help, please. Don't dump it on the floor. So here you go. Go in group.
There's enough of you. Somebody can get up to the balcony. Some of you can get all over.
Somebody get the choir, please. And take some time. And everybody remember your baptismal promises today. Remember that all things are being made new. Yeah, sprinkle them. Remember your own baptism. Did anybody run up to the balcony yet? All right. They get the bucket. They might. They might get us with a bucket. Yeah, keep spreading that wealth around. We need some laughter in here. We need some joy. Hey, you guys are doing a good job. Keep it up. Look at that. Yeah, there we go. If we didn't get you in the balcony, make the sign of the cross on your neighbor, please. There you go. There's more than one way to remember your baptismal promise. Even if it's not water, you can remember with the sign of the cross. So once you're done, you can set your cups down here, and we'll say a prayer together as we go on our way. So you can gather around the candles. Yeah, gather. Well, we can get more water later, okay? So let's gather around these candles and the baptismal candle and pray together. And repeat after me. Dear Jesus, we thank you for saving us through grace. Let us dance in that water and that promise. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As you can tell, today is All Saints' Day. And in your bulletin, it reminds us that today we recognize God's grace to those baptized. We could even say we recognize God's grace and our being in God's family. We also remember those who have died, bearing witness to that gospel promise of the resurrection. And if you also noticed, it's going to be kind of a participation day because we need to get some energy up in here. We can do this. This is a fun day. It's a happy day. So today, I want you to take a moment. It's odd for me to say this after I said it's a happy day. I want you to take a moment and share with your neighbor, just for a minute or two, how death has impacted you. How death has had an impact on you. Anyway, take a moment and share. This is an opportunity to remember the low moment before we get to the high. So how has death impacted you? Maybe it hasn't. You can say that too. Think outside of the box if you need to. But how has death had an impact on you? This isn't a subject we really like talking about, is it? Pushing you a little out of that comfort zone today. Because death really has had an impact on all of us, in one way or another. Let's see. How many of you have been impacted by death in the past 365 days, since the last All Saints? How many of you have experienced a death? A loss. Sure. How many of you have ever experienced a loss? See? Death does have an impact on us. My experience of death has gone all over the place. It's gone from the extremely small that never even were born with breath all the way to 100-year-olds. It's a large range. And it doesn't matter when it happens. It seems like the same questions always come up, even if we think it's a good death. Why? Why? Couldn't you have taken somebody else? Why is this cancer here? Why did you give God, why did they have a heart attack? God, if you had just intervened just a tiny bit more, I could have had an extra day with my mom. God, why? We might even challenge God just like we heard in the gospel today. If you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Could not he who opened the blind man's eyes kept him from dying? Lord, it's been far too long. Nothing can be done. It's impossible. Death really does hit us, and we don't like to think about it very often. Death stings. Stings is one word for it, But we could also say death stinks. It really stinks. We know that emotionally, physically, it absolutely stinks. We heard that in the gospel lesson, that the stench is unbearable, and it's only been 4 days. And you think we're going to roll away the stone to remind us with that very real stench that death truly has some power, might have some power in our life? And it's okay to give all these things to God. We do. We ask God. We challenge God in these moments of death and frustration. We do. But you know what? He's been here before. He's been in our shoes. He's been in these moments. And God's had these reactions to death like we might have. The shortest verse in the Bible is what? Jesus wept. Jesus wept at the death of his friend, at the people around him mourning. He's greatly disturbed, filled with all kinds of emotion. Maybe it's anger at death. Maybe it's sadness in people's unbelief. I don't know, but he's greatly disturbed. God is mourning too at death. But you know what? God did something about it. God did something about this death thing through Jesus. Jesus confronts death. And not, it doesn't say, hey, do your thing, death. He says, come out. Come out. He commands us to come out. And in Isaiah 25:7, we hear God's promise to swallow up death forever. So in fact, absolutely we're remembering death today because something died. Death itself died. Life, not death, has the last word. And that's something that's why we don't want to focus only on those that we've lost. But that promise in our baptism, that death does not have the last word. Life does. Revelation 21, 3 through 4 reminds us that God is among mortals. God's here with us. God is with us. Death is no more. All things have been made new. And we light all these candles as a way to remember that today, to remember that Jesus is the light of the world, to remind us of those baptism promises, to remind us that death has been swallowed up, how we will be united in a death like his, and certainly be reunited in a resurrection like his. And one way we can remember that too is today when we gather here at the rail for communion, when we come together with all the saints, all of the Christian church, all of Christ's body, together around the bread and the body and blood. We feast together, past, present, and future, in this promise, and we come together as one. We know this to be true. So what is something you can do today, as you go from this place, instead of just simply remembering this? Maybe you know somebody that has lost somebody recently, or in the past year, or at any time. Maybe you can give them a call. Be there for them. Be there in those moments of grief and sorrow, but also to be a witness to this promise of the resurrection, a way of God being in their lives too, to hear this promise in a way you can do that. Today is All Saints Day, remembering the past, the present, and the future. Not only that, but we remember that death has been swallowed up and all things have been made new. And instead of focusing on the death part, we focus on the resurrection and life. Thanks be to God. Amen.